It is Friday, the 17th of August, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellum.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us is Becca Martin-Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Kyle, we're just going to leave you out of this for a second.
It's fine.
Hasn't every girl from 20 to 50 sung Hit Me With Your Best Shot at high volume during either a bad relationship or a worse breakup?
Certainly, I'm sure.
Just going to call a little bit of sexism there, because
sung Hit Me With Your Best Shot
after a bad breakup?
When Pat Benatar was having hits back in the 80s,
yes,
she appealed to male and female audiences.
But I'm not talking about her appeal. I'm talking about, have you sung it at karaoke?
No.
At high volume because
no.
It was a bad breakup.
All right.
It's one of those things.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's why I'll be going to hear Pat Benatar Sunday evening at the Walton Arts Center.
Originally, this was going to be at the Amp.
It was. And they moved it inside because of heat. Now it may be rain, so it'll all be good. You know, Kevin Kinder, our music writer, talked to her husband and guitarist, and Neil Giraldo. And it's interesting that he said people like Pat Benatar because they remember the excess and frivolity of the 80s. I don't know if we knew it was excess and frivolity, but she's been on tour with Journey and Loverboy, but she'll be headlining at the Walton Arts Center, and he promises that she will hit us with all of her best shots.
Now, her career, I mean, she hasn't had songs, new songs on mm-hmm. Top 40 radio for a while. She recorded a couple of CDs of sort of the American Songbook and mm-hmm. standards, and so she's got a varied repertoire.
But she had 19 Top 40 hits and won 4 Grammys. Yeah. So.
And then her music is also like in movies, 13 Going on 30 with Jennifer Garner a couple of years ago. There was a whole scene where they're singing Love is a Battlefield, and you know, Jennifer Garner is teaching the young girls to sing the song, and they talk about their relationships.
Excellent.
Tickets still available for Sunday night?
Tickets still available. They start at $27. Showtime is 7 o'clock.
All right.
Now, if bluegrass is your music, there's plenty of that, too. The 41st Annual Northwest Arkansas Bluegrass Festival in Harrison continues through Saturday with performances by New Highway, the Hunt Family, Delta Rain, and more. That's at Beacon Park, mm-hmm. north of town. And it's $25 for all 3 days. And a new grass group from Florida called Dread Clampett, a name I love, mm-hmm. will be one of two acts headlining the Eureka Springs Bluegrass Festival, which starts today. There'll be free music. I'm sorry, English is not my first language today. And congested from something that's blooming is. There'll be free music at Basin Park, and the headliners, which is Dread Clampett and Folk Soul Revival from the Appalachians, play at 7:30 Saturday at the Eureka Springs City Auditorium, and tickets start at $15.
Not a bad price.
Still not satisfied. Barrett Baber, Arkansas songwriter, will be on the Legacy Blues stage tonight. He recorded a live album there earlier this year, and he is back for a 6 o'clock show. Or Vore is performing tonight at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville with Haitian Crucible and Arik.
Metal band, right?
Metal. Vore was big competition for Vessels of Wrath.
That's right.
Yes.
You've told me this. That's why I know this.
And Adam Lee is performing. He has a new album called When the Spirits Move Me, and he and the Dead Horse Sound Company are back on the road from Kansas City. They will be playing at Smoke and Barrel tonight in Fayetteville at 9 o'clock, and tickets are only $3.
Or.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. Save your nickels for the Fayetteville Roots Festival.
Yes.
Which
starts
please.
Thursday. The headliner is John Prine, my hero, who once did a song called Dear Abby.
Mm-hmm.
He's performing at 9:15 on the 25th. Tickets start at $25.
And here's the thing about that. You're not just getting a John Prine ticket, or if you go the night before, a David Grisman ticket, because it's a festival. And music starts at 2, and that ticket gets you in to see the stages upstairs, the stages all over.
Because it's in the Walton Arts Center.
Right. And it is a music festival, so instead of at Wakarusa or Jazz Fest or something like that, it's indoor air conditioning, but there's stages everywhere. So just
and
don't
food
think.
And,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Locally produced food. It's a festival.
It's $249 for the 4-day pass, and you will get your money's worth. We went one day last year and were exhausted. Don't forget, Second City is tomorrow night at the Walton Arts Center.
Yes.
The new show called Second City for President, yes, opening the Walton Arts Center season.
Going to see the 9 o'clock show.
Tickets start at $23. And tomorrow is the Ozark Society celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Buffalo River, the 50th anniversary of the Ozark Society, and the 100th birthday of conservationist Neil Compton, the man generally credited with the Buffalo National River existing.
Right.
That happens at 10 o'clock on Saturday at Compton Gardens in Bentonville and ends with a concert by Still on the Hill.
Perfect.
And it's all free.
That's great.
And tomorrow, there is a small symposium called Louise Thaden and Women Pilots in the Golden Age of Aviation.
Louise Thaden.
Kyle's excited.
Is she your heroine?
She is one of my personal heroes. She, I can't even, she's a Bentonville native.
Speechless.
And she was
he is.
An aviation pioneer, not a female aviation pioneer. No, you know, no matter the gender, she took to the skies early and often. She won the 1929 Powder Puff Derby, as it was called, that was sponsored by Will Rogers, and was an advocate for aviation throughout her entire career. The Bentonville Airport is named after her. You can't champion Louise Thaden enough.
You wouldn't be happy.
He is excited.
Yeah, but you wouldn't happen to be speaking at the symposium, would you?
No, no,
but
no.
He could.
Fanboys not allowed.
Okay.
Alan Lord is speaking. Mary Kloss is speaking. And they're showing the documentary that we wrote about last year, Breaking Through the Clouds, the first women's national air derby.
Yes.
Which includes Louise Thaden.
Yes.
This is from 10 to 2:30 tomorrow at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale. And it is
free.
Free?
You know, that derby was followed by people across the country because Will Rogers would fly along and send dispatches. And you know how much what I think of Will Rogers.
I
as
do.
Well. And so people across the country were following this competition, and Amelia Earhart was the favorite, right?
Right.
America's aviation sweetheart. But Louise Thaden was the winner from Bentonville, Arkansas. And she was a champion of Arkansas. She was fantastic.
I'm really glad we didn't leave that out. You were right.
Okay.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.